My name is Dr. Laura Noonan and I'm an Irish general practitioner with a special interest in antibiotic overuse. I'm joined by Mr. John Bell, community pharmacist from Australia, who is a practitioner teacher in primary healthcare at the University of Technology, Sydney. We are both members of the Global Respiratory Infection Partnership, also known as GRIP, and have been working on GRIP initiatives over the past few years. How are you, John?
Laura, really well.
Good. We're here today to discuss the important role that pharmacists can have to play in the overuse of antibiotics and antibiotic stewardship. So, John, in your role as a community pharmacist over the years, you've obviously seen lots of patients come in with symptoms of an upper respiratory tract infection, looking for reassurance and advice on how best to manage those symptoms. Do you feel that as a pharmacist that you're in a nice position to build up a relationship with that patient and be able to advise them on symptomatic relief?
I do think that pharmacists have a really important role, a great role to play in reassuring our customers, your patients, as to the most appropriate therapy, their expectations, and of course the kind of medicine that you've prescribed or we recommend. But reassuring our customers that you, as their doctor, have prescribed an appropriate treatment for them is something that we're involved with pretty much on a daily basis. And I think our customers appreciate that. I think they really do.
And obviously, John, we advocate a non-antibiotic, pro-symptomatic relief policy. Do you think that patients are satisfied with that?
I think what people are searching for when they have an upper respiratory tract infection is good symptomatic relief. That's their major desire, their major need. I'm sure that's why they go to you as their doctor, and certainly that's why they come to us. They want relief from the symptoms that are most troublesome. And we are in a position to be able to provide those recommendations for them.
And John, sometimes as a general practitioner, I would know that there are a huge range of symptomatic relief remedies available over the counter. And I'm not always aware of which the best treatment is for the specific patient that's in front of me. And I often feel that the pharmacist is the best person to direct that patient back to. Would you be in agreement with that?
I certainly agree that we're in a great position as pharmacists to know the full range of non-prescription options. And I think it's really important that the doctor and the pharmacist work together in ensuring that the patient gets the best possible treatment available.
The other thing, John, I've noticed is that patients often bypass their local pharmacy because they're more concerned about serious illnesses. And I'd like to try to redirect some of those patients back to their community pharmacy, because we know that when those patients present to the general practitioner, antibiotic prescribing increases. Do you think there is anything that pharmacists can do to ensure that patients attend them with these symptoms?
I think when it comes to upper respiratory tract infections, it's important for consumers to know that symptomatic relief is usually the best treatment available. Of course, there may be some times when people need antibiotics, but pharmacists are in a good position to be able to determine when that is and when those people should be referred to their doctor.
John, as a doctor, I sometimes worry about missing a serious condition in a patient who presents with symptoms that seemingly are apparent to be part of an upper respiratory tract infection. Have you safeguards in place in pharmacy to make sure that these serious conditions aren't missed? And do you have a pathway with which you can refer to another healthcare professional if necessary?
It really is important to be able to identify when the symptoms with which we're presented could be indicative of something more serious other than just a simple upper respiratory tract infection. And we, of course, do have guidelines and protocols we follow. We have red flag symptoms, for instance, that we should be able to identify. And then, of course, in the first instance, refer that person to their doctor.
I certainly, on a day-to-day basis, still have patients who come in asking for antibiotic prescriptions because they feel that antibiotics are the only treatment that will be strong enough to cure their specific illness. Is this something that you feel is a big problem in your practice?
I think there's no doubt that many people still think that for a simple cough or cold or influenza, that antibiotics are the only things that work. There is an opportunity, but also a challenge for us to make sure people realise that antibiotics for the vast, vast majority of upper respiratory tract infections are not the answer, that simple symptomatic relief is far better.
John, do you think that there is a way that pharmacists and GPs can work together to reduce the overuse of antibiotics in the community? Or is it an issue that lies solely with the doctors or solely with patients? Or is it something that we can all collaborate on?
I think the rational use of antibiotics really depends on each one of us, the doctor, the pharmacist, and the patient. And of course, policymakers as well. I think the patient's going to be served best when both you as the doctor and myself as the pharmacist are really giving the same message.
I feel that the continuity of the message provided by pharmacists, general practitioners and healthcare professionals plays a vital role in reducing the overuse of antibiotics.
It certainly does, sure does.
John, to use the old adage, a lot done, a lot yet to do, where do you think we are on this road in this fight against antibiotic resistance?
We've certainly achieved quite a lot over the last few years in increasing awareness about the rational use of antibiotics. We do have a lot further to go, Laura, you're so right there. But I think in the collaboration we've developed between physicians and pharmacists particularly, we're certainly headed very much in the right direction. Of course, there needs to be greater public awareness too about the best possible use of antibiotics, and particularly in terms of upper respiratory tract infections, how important symptomatic relief is. But we have made great strides. I think that GRIP is certainly providing tremendous advice and support for healthcare practitioners, and I'm sure that with even greater support from GRIP, we're going to achieve a whole lot more.
Thank you very much, John, for that very interesting discussion on antibiotic overuse and symptomatic management of upper respiratory tract infections. It has been so interesting to get a pharmacist's perspective on the issue. And from my own perspective, I know that we are getting places in the overuse of antibiotics, but there is a lot more to do.
Thank you, Laura.